We do, of course, have the fourth round draw to take place of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. We have played three rounds to date. Round four will take place next weekend. And as per the previous round, sides who have already met cannot play each other again in the group stage, and the CCC shall adjust the draw accordingly. For round four, the home teams will be drawn from Pool B, with the away teams being drawn from Pool A. Overseeing and conducting the draw once again today is the Donegal CCC. We have Vice Chairman David McClune, Assistant Secretary Mary Kelly, Assistant Treasurer Frankie Doherty, and we also have Andy Doherty of the CCC, who is joining us as well. Frankie is going to be drawing the home teams from Group B, and David McClune is going to be drawing the away teams. Now, there is a lot of permutations at stake here with teams that have already played other sides, so we're going to be taking our time with the draw and gently just going through each fixture. So just to give you a rundown of the teams, if you don't know at this stage who is in Pool A and who is in who's in Group A and Group B. Group B, who are the home teams, are number one, Dunloe; number three, Ardrah; four, Kilcar; six, Gweedore; eight, Glenswilly; nine is Neave Connell; 10 Killybegs; and 12 Nadun of Downings. Those are the teams in Group B, and they will have home advantage. The eight teams who are in Group A and will be the away teams today: number 2, Éireann Ballyshannon; number 5, Clonhilly; number 7, Glenfinn; 11 is Four Masters; 13, St Union's; Neave Mihel St Michael's 14, St Noel's 15, and Sean McCool's are number 16. So those are the teams in each of the groups. And as we said, Frankie Doherty will be drawing the home team, and we have David McClune drawing the away team. Now, as stated earlier, teams can't meet each other at this stage of the competition again. So if an away team, for example, St Noel's, is drawn against Glenswilly, they've already played, so St Noel's would drop down to the next line on the away side of the draw sheet. A new away team would then be drawn to fill the fixture with Glenswilly, and a new home team would then be drawn to play St Noel's. With that resolved, the draw then will proceed as normal, home followed by away. So that's an example just of if a draw happens where two teams have already met. And as we said, the round four games will be played next weekend, the weekend ending Sunday the 8th of September, with the CCC to confirm the fixtures early next week. So, gentlemen, I think we're all ready to go with the round four draw. So then, Frankie Doherty with the home team. So, first out,
Number six.
First out, number six, is Gweedore. So Gweedore will be playing
Number 11,
Four Masters. So just taking a look, and Gweedore have already played Four Masters in the championship. So that means Four Masters drop down to the second line. So we are going to do an away draw once again, for to see who Gweedore will play. Gweedore have played Four Masters, Glenfinn, and St Union's. And number 14 is St Michael's. So Gweedore against St Michael's is the first of the round four fixtures. We will now draw a home team for Four Masters. Four Masters have already played Gweedore, Downings, and Glenswilly. And we have number 3. So that is Ardrah. So Ardrah will have a home tie against Four Masters. On to the third fixture in round three, and we're going to pick a home team again, Frankie.
Number 8.
So number 8 is Glenswilly. So Glenswilly, who lead the way at the top, have already played St Noel's, Clonhilly, and Four Masters.
Number 16
is McCool's. So McCool's with a tough encounter heading to Park Neave Columba for round four. We now go to the fourth line in the fixture, and a home team, Frankie, again.
Number four
is Kilcar. Kilcar with home advantage. They've already played St Union, St Noel's, and Glenfinn. So number 13 is St Union's. So that means St Union's will drop down a line, because Kilcar and St Union's have already met. It was here at the O'Donnell Park, a game in which St Union's won. So we'll draw an away team once again for Kilcar. That is number 5, which is Clonhilly. So Kilcar will be at home to Clonhilly in round four. Frankie, we now pick a home team for St Unans.
Number 12.
So number 12 is Downing's. So it's Downing's against St Unans. St Unans will be making the trip down. So we'll just take a break here at this stage of the draw because there's three more lines to fill, and we're going to have the CCC now take a look at the remaining teams who are left in the draw and to see what the permutations are, because that then could dictate how this draw is going to finish. So just to recap how things have panned out in the fourth round draw for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship. Wedoor have been drawn at home to St Michael's. Our draw will take on Four Masters. Glenswilly will play McCool's. Both these sides, of course, met in the knockout stage in the championship last year. Clohanilly will be heading to Townie to play Kilcar. And Downing's are playing host to St Unans. There is still three further fixtures to fulfil. And the members of the CCC are currently just taking a look at the sheets to see who is left in the draw and what the permutations are for the remaining fixtures in round four. The CCC, of course, will confirm these fixtures early next week. It looks like next Sunday, the 8th of September, will be the day that the round four games will be played, with intermediate matches taking place on Saturday, but that all will be made official, of course, in the coming days as well. Frankie, David, Mary and the rest of the CC are continuing to look at fixtures to see if it's okay to continue. They're working very hard. We have our chairperson, Mary Coughlin, making sure that everything's going according to plan as well. As we wrap the day up here at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, as we said, on a very successful day of hurling. A fantastic advertisement for Donegal hurling today. Birds are still out on the pitch celebrating their senior success. And we had Four Masters and Buncrana winning in finals. Buncrana, the first time ever in a final, taking the one today. And then Four Masters, the first time in 19 years. Okay. Yeah, we can continue. Okay, let's go then into line six. So, Frankie.
Number 10.
So number 10 is Killy Beggs. Killy Beggs played St Michael's, McCool's and St Noll's.
Number 7
is Glenfin. So we're just taking another look at the remaining teams. Think we can keep going, yep. So Frankie, two more teams left. That would be number 9. Number 9 is Neve Connell, the defending champions. 2-1s, one defeat in the campaign. And Neve Connell have already played Clohanilly, St Unans and McCool's. Number 15 is St Noll's. Number 15 is St Noll's. So just taking a look at Dunlow. Okay, Dunlow has already met Ballyshannon. Those are the two sides left, Aru and Ballyshannon. So, David? Okay, so St. Noll's are going to drop down. And that means... Okay, Frank, if you want to pull out the last... It's an away fixture for Neve Connell. Sorry, David. Okay, so Dunlow is going to have home advantage against St. Noll's. And that means that Aru is the last team in it, and they will take on Neve Connell. They will go to Davy Brennan Park in Glenties. So the draw has been concluded. And just to recap round four, Gwydor will play St Michael's. Our draw will play Four Masters. Glenswilly took on McCool's. Kilcar meet Clohanilly. Downing's play St Unans. Killy Beggs will face Glenfin. Aroa Ballyshannon are going to Glenties to take on Neve Connell. And Dunlow are taking on St Noll's. Many thanks to the members of the CCC who were here conducting the draw today, and to Andy Doherty, who was supervising the draw. We now know what our pairings are for the last round, which will take place next weekend. Again, the CCC will confirm all the fixtures very, very soon in the coming days. Thanks for listening.